day to be with you. Doug Steffen's a good day, actually. I am not Doug Steffen. I'm Jennifer Horn. That is Ken Kessler. Michael Fortier joining us as well. But no Dougie today. He is sick once again. We're a little worried about him here, but hopefully he'll be feeling better in no time. He's just had this stomach bug that seems to have held on for quite a while now. So we're sending good thoughts out to our buddy Dougie. Our buddy Dougie, do you like that, Ken? And hopefully he'll be back with us
buddy
again
Dougie.
Soon. Maybe who knows? He may pop back in this morning. If not, we'll let him rest, and I'm sure he'll be back with us tomorrow. But people that aren't resting, Ken, are the people in the South, in Atlanta. This weather has been really kind of crazy. In fact, colder in Atlanta today than it will be in Sochi for the Olympic Games. The Winter Olympic Games, by the way.
That's crazy. That's nuts.
Well, I think I told you guys that little tidbit. I was reading in the newspaper over the weekend that the temperature in Sochi, it's actually a subtropical climate, very similar to that of Atlanta. I mean, there's palm trees there. It's, you know, it's balmy. They actually were protecting their snow with like these big, huge, I call them tinfoil, but they're like thermal bags. They were protecting their snow from last year in case they didn't get snow this year for the Winter Olympics. So very bizarre to have it there. But for those of you in the South, I mean, forecasters sending out this urgent winter storm warning yesterday, they're calling it, and I know the media gets a little dramatic, they're calling it potentially catastrophic. This storm is threatening to coat the region in a layer of thick ice, maybe causing power outages. President Obama declared an emergency in Georgia and ordered federal agencies to help with state and local response. As of yesterday, only rain was falling in Atlanta, but that rain was expected to turn into sleet overnight tonight, this past evening, and then this morning it's going to be a mess. It'll be freezing rain today. Meanwhile, in northeast Mississippi, expected as much as 4 inches of snow, and South Carolina, which hasn't seen a major ice storm in nearly a decade, could get a quarter to three quarters of an inch of ice and as much as 8 inches of snow in some areas. That's crazy. The storm reached as far west as North Texas, where at least 4 people died in traffic accidents yesterday on the icy roads. Just a yucky, yucky situation. And, you know, I don't mean to be joining on the, oh, this is horrible, but this winter has been just one huge storm after another.
It's been brutal, and I know I mentioned this before when we had the polar vortex, that the weather people, and I know Doug likes to say, who am I talking about? I don't know who does this, but that they're naming the storms this year. And I don't remember them doing that in the winter before. This
usually
is winter
it was
storm
like hurricane. You'll get a name for a hurricane or a tropical depression, but now they're naming these winter storms. So what's this one called? Do you know?
This one is called PAX.
PAX.
So we're already up to P for this winter.
Wow. That means you want to PAX your stuff and get out of town, I think, is what it means. They've had a tough winter. And, you know, the other thing that kind of gets screwed up during these storms, and not just if you're traveling there, but just traveling anywhere, air travel. When you've got a big hub city like Atlanta, Atlanta is a hub for Delta. It's people go, you know, flights go in and out of there all the time. When you shut that airport down, even if you're going nowhere near Atlanta, your flight can be impacted. And the story out this morning is, as of 10 p.m. last night, 1,330 flights had been canceled nationwide. And then according to FlightAware this morning, more than 2,450 flights have been preemptively canceled for the day today, and another 590 flights already canceled for tomorrow. So that puts a big strain on the travel industry. What happens to that money from the airlines? Do they just lose the money if they can't fly?
Well, it depends which airline, because I know that, you know, and I don't mean this to be across the board, but so many of them screw you on changing your flights anyway. And this isn't your fault that you're getting this, but I have a feeling that the airline is going to pass the savings on to you.
At some point, because you would think if they're canceling all these flights, this is a huge hit for them in their profit margin. I am reading, according to USA Today, that most big airlines have waived their change fees and they've relaxed their rebooking rules for customers ticketed to fly through stormy airports because of this. But, you know, Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, they have about 430 combined departures and arrivals that have been canceled. That was as of yesterday. And just a skeleton operation expected there today. So, if you're flying anywhere, if you're out and about, make sure you check those flights, because it will be a mess. I mean, Charlotte, Atlanta, even Dallas have been impacted, and those are all big airports. So good luck if you're traveling.
Atlanta is a hub for Delta. I'm not sure if they're a hub for anybody else, but there are so many flights. If you were traveling anywhere in America, mm-hmm. or thought you were traveling anywhere today or tomorrow, odds are pretty good, even if your flight isn't going through Atlanta, the connecting flight or the flight that brings the plane to your airport probably did.
Yeah, so you don't even have to come close to Atlanta to be touched by those delays.
Yeah,
kind of crazy.
It's a mess.
So what's going on with the Olympics today, Ken? I mean, we're not doing so well. I hear that the United States is having some issues. I've seen on Facebook quite a bit that people are really into curling. I've been watching this trend on Facebook and Twitter yesterday. Yeah. And that our curling, like the curling team for the U.S. is just, it's like catastrophic. Like they just keep losing. It's terrible. People are saying we've never seen anything like this before. How are we doing? How is everything stacking up? Is the U.S. are we keeping up? Because, you know, I don't watch the Olympics, but I like to make sure that we win them.
Well, we're still in the overall medal count. We're still in fourth place. But as far as curling goes, do you ever hear about anybody in America who plays curling?
I have no idea.
Participates in
who curls?
Anybody who does that outside of the Olympics? I don't ever. I mean, my daughter Panda skates, and we have spent over the last 7-8 years have spent a lot of time in different ice arenas, mm-hmm. and I've seen lots of different kinds of skating. I had and kids who are learning how to play hockey. They even do some ballet off the ice to learn different moves and to stay in shape and stuff. But I had never seen anybody out on the ice curling.
Maybe that's why. Maybe they're not practicing.
The only time I can think of seeing it is every 4 years at the Winter Games.
It becomes a thing. People love the curling and the luge seem to be, at least in my social media circle, those are the ones that people love. And the double luge, by the way, does start today at 10:45 Eastern time if you want to set your TV bars for that, because people, for whatever, I think, guess because it is that we don't see the luge very often. We don't see curling, so people, like, this is their only chance, I guess, to watch the sport. But we're, United States is doing okay in the Olympic count. Number 10, in the top 10, if you're going to place the countries that are doing the best, the Czech Republic is at number 10, France at number 9, Sweden at number 8, Austria at number 7, Germany at number 6.
Let me stop you.
With 5 medals.
Let me
uh-huh.
stop you. Because the list you have, if you scroll down that page to like a page and a half later, there's an updated list.
Oh, look at you. You gave us the old and the new.
I don't know why.
Oh.
Well, Evan at Radio America puts the Olympic updates together, and he wanted us to have the latest information, so he forgot to take out the other one, and I didn't even notice it.
Well, this is a bummer
for
me.
So we have the old and the new.
The new list reflects that the Czech Republic has now fallen out of the top 10. Thanks a lot, Evan and Ken. I was happy in my little bubble. All right, so we'll start with this updated information. It's the top 10 medal counts. Number 10 is Sweden. 9, Slovenia. They have 4 total medals. Number 8, Austria. Number 7, Switzerland. Number 6, Germany. Number 5, the Russian Federation with 7 medals. Number 4, the United States has 7 medals, but we have more gold, which is why we are pitted ahead of the Russians. Number 3, the Netherlands with 8 medals. Canada fell from first place yesterday to second place today with 9 medals. And number 1, these Norwegians, they're just killing it. Norway has 11 medals, 4 gold, 3 silver, and 4 bronze. So congratulations to them. And what was the story with Shaun White yesterday, Ken?
He wasn't even on the podium. Everybody expects Shaun White, I guess you would call him a celebrity snowboarder.
Absolutely.
In America. And he has won gold medals, I believe, twice before, but he finished in fourth place.
Wow. Upset by a Swiss snowboarder with the nickname iPod, because you can't pronounce his name. It's like Irie Podlakachkova. Yes. People call him iPod, thankfully. But that's not great for Shaun White, because he chose to not compete in another event. So, wow. Not such a great year for Shaun White and his snowboarders. All right. Up ahead, Tom Brokaw giving us shocking news. When we continue here on the Good Day Show, it is 17 minutes past the hour.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom!
again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via Easy Rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 2/22/14, excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit Easy Rebates online. Learn more at StaplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And with Valentine's Day coming, you'll find that Sam's Club also offers an impressive selection of gift ideas, including gorgeous roses, guaranteed to be fresh for 7 days, delicious chocolates, and beautiful jewelry, all for less than you thought possible. Become a member by February 17th, and you'll get a gift card worth up to $20. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
This portion of the Good Day Show brought to you by Exergen. Exergen's got you covered. And don't forget, we're looking for these get healthy tips. If you are a grandparent, maybe a mom, or maybe tell us what your grandparents or your parents taught you about staying healthy during the winter, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Leave us your get healthy tip. We pick one every single day, and we give away these great everything, blankets, hats, thermometers, everything you need to keep yourself warm and healthy this winter. And the big news, Kenny, is that next Friday we're going to give away $1,000 with the Exergen Smart Glow Getaway. That's a big deal. A $1,000 gift card winner will be awarded from all of these Get Healthy Tips. So do it now, facebook.com/Good Day Show. And speaking of Facebook, yeah. Kenny, what else is going on over on our Good Day Show page?
Doug gave us a new video from the farm, cows frolicking out there in the snow.
Really, do we call it frolicking anymore? It's that cold. Don't we just call it keeping warm?
If you watch this video, I think you'll see that they are frolicking.
Facebook.com/Good Day Show. It's 21 past.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Okay, I don't want to miss anything, so hold that for just a second, Michael. We may have to go back to this. What you're listening to right now, by the way, this is the Doug Stephan Good Day Show. Dougie out today. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Ken Kessler. And Billy Ray Cyrus, I don't want to miss a minute of this by talking over it. Billy Ray Cyrus is now just not letting his daughter Miley have any fun anymore. He has created, he's re-released his country classic, The Achy Breaky Heart, from 1992. And he's remixed it with, it's called Achy Breaky 2, with this rapper, Buck 22, who happens to be the son of singer Dionne Warwick. So this is Billy Ray Cyrus and Buck 22 with Achy Breaky 2. They're twerking during all of this. Apparently the music video is set in a spaceship.
Oh, it's crazy.
Isn't that great? And Larry King makes an appearance.
Because I happened to meet up with Billy Cyrus. It happened because I rang the alarm and broke the silence. It happened because I'm sipping on that good Kentucky whiskey. It happened because I'd rather be lucky than good.
Catchy's not the word that I was using.
That we got to hear all of this. The good news here is that this is available on iTunes now. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, from me to you, because this is exactly what your loved one would want, is a remix of the Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus. Oh, my goodness. Now, I didn't know that Dionne Warwick's son, Buck 22, I wonder if that's his real name. You think he's Buck 22 Warwick, or no?
I don't know. Buck 22, does that mean he's like twice as good as 50 Cent?
Oh, that's right. A Buck 22, 50 Cent. They could go on the road together. Yeah. They could be the Buck 77 tour, I think, if they add them all together. You're welcome. So check it out. We will post this on our Facebook page because this is too good not to post. And you can, of course, download it on iTunes. I don't know if you have to pay money for it. If you do, I'd recommend maybe not. Maybe just watching it on YouTube and our Facebook page would be better. But interesting. Bet Miley's proud of her daddy. All right, other things interesting. Yeah. Conan O'Brien in our late night TV cuts. What's he got going on, Michael?
To stop the spread of disease. What a weird way to start a joke.
Here's something funny.
Yeah. Here's something funny. To stop the spread of disease. What's with Conan tonight? He seems a little... To stop the spread of disease, the city of Vancouver has allowed crack pipes to be sold in vending machines. Yes! Crack pipes are sold in vending machines. Yeah. The plan is being called dangerous by the mayor of New York City and genius by the mayor of Toronto.
That's right up Rob Ford's alley. A vending machine with needles. That's brilliant. Hey, I don't know if you heard, Kenny, but Justin Bieber's wax figure from Madame Tussauds, it's been retired in New York City. This was according to the New York Post yesterday. The wax museum decided to remove the figure because it has been groped, fondled, and grabbed by too many excited fans. Barf. Ugh. I guess all the touching has damaged the wax figure so much that it doesn't do him justice to the star or to the attraction. Geez. Very interesting. And Selena Gomez, his ex-girlfriend, wants everyone to know she's doing okay. She just came out of rehab early in January. She posted a shot of herself on Instagram. So she's doing okay. It's 27 past on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, was Fox's Bill O'Reilly effective or shrill in his interview of Obama during the Super Bowl?
Son, you're a young man now. I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about... well, about men and women.
I know all about that stuff.
Well, you might know a little biology, but do you know how to treat a woman?
I guess I could use a little direction. So how do I treat a woman, Dad?
You know, I'm not going to tell you. You have to figure that out by yourself.
How?
Well, first I suggest you watch a lot of bad TV and violent movies and observe how women get treated there.
Okay, I'm kind of doing that already. What else?
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah. When you're at school, be sure to take careful note of what irresponsible older boys say.
I sure will.
Sometimes the only message boys get is the wrong one. Many young men need advice and direction on how to behave towards women. You can help provide it. By teaching boys early that violence against women is wrong, you can help prevent domestic violence. For tips on what to say, visit www.endabuse.org. End abuse. Teach early. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council and the Family Violence Prevention Fund.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Madeline and Reagan. Was Bill O'Reilly unprofessional and strident when he interviewed Obama during the Super Bowl, or was he a tough, good journalist?
I thought it was a delightful interview. Everybody played their role. Bill does what Bill does best, which is not being bullish. He plays Joe Sixpack, and the president does what he does best, which is Orwellian backflips.
I suppose it's within bounds, because fair enough, you can ask anybody anything you want to ask them. So I wasn't surprised that Bill O'Reilly was doing the whole Benghazi fandango again. Of course he was going to do that. And by the way, I would prefer to just have our Super Bowl without a presidential interview in the middle of it. I don't know. When did that become a tradition? The reality.
And talk about sports, for Pete's sake.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with...
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's a good day to get gone.
It is 34 minutes past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Ken Kessler, Michael Fortier holding things down for us in Washington, D.C. At our headquarters at Radio America. And you'll notice Doug is absent today. Still feeling a little under the weather, Ken. You know, he's been battling this stomach bug on and off for the last couple of weeks. And he wasn't feeling too hot this morning, so he went back to bed. But we're sending him good thoughts. You never know. He can always jump back in on us every once in a while. But hopefully he'll get well soon, because it's not like him to be missing shows. So I know he's suffering. So feel better, Dougie. We've got things covered for you here. Speaking of having things covered, our government, Ken, at work, the government in action.
Yeah.
Yesterday, spending more of our hard earned tax dollars. That debt limit, remember the debt ceiling? Remember how we keep pushing that puppy higher and higher? Well, we did it again. The House yesterday, John Boehner in the House, approved a higher debt limit without condition. This ended 3 years of brinkmanship in which the threat of devastating default on the nation's debt was used to really kind of cause some conservative concessions from President Obama. That was the hope. But the House yesterday voted to raise the government's borrowing limit until March 2015 without any conditions whatsoever. The vote was 221 to 201, relied almost entirely on Democrats in the Republican-controlled House, but just enough Republicans to push it through, 28 of them to be exact. Only two Democrats voted no to, against this debt ceiling. Now, here's the deal. There's a lot of political posturing going on, and it's really got me kind of hot under the collar. And maybe it's my age, or maybe it's the fact that we, you know, as you get older, you get a little more, you could just get tired of the government kind of taking all this that you work for and taking a big piece of it out of your paycheck every week, every month, every year when your property taxes come around. You know, there's this thing going on now where politics has turned into this sport. And it used to be that you'd get some politicians in there, some people would win a seat, and they would actually try to fight for the good of the country, for the good of the people that they're representing. And it seems like to me now, Ken, it's all one big game. I don't know. Maybe I was naive before, but it has become so much of a game, a sport almost, that it makes me kind of sick. I mean, the Republicans, I don't make any bones about it. I'm a conservative. I typically vote Republican. I vote for Democrats when they, you know, seem to match up with my beliefs. But I really am disappointed in my Republican leadership for letting this happen again. This debt ceiling just keeps going up and up. And the reason that they didn't try to stop it this time, or even try to get some kind of concession from President Obama, is because these midterm elections are coming up later in the year, and the Republicans are just waiting for the Obama administration to implode. They figure he's already started to do that with the failures of Obamacare, of the Affordable Care Act. They figure instead of causing any ruckus, they're going to let the immigration bill pass. And they're also going to raise this debt ceiling without saying anything in the media, because they just want to let things implode so that they can win the elections in November, which I get you want to win the elections, but is that at the cost of sending the nation into just sending the nation down this terrible dark path? And it's just kind of sad. It would be refreshing to see people actually run for the good of the people, I guess is what I'm getting at, instead of about the game of politics and winning and losing elections.
And I don't think if they're going to do what you're saying, and in some cases what they've already started to do, I don't think it's going to work. Ted Cruz posted on Twitter that he intends to object to any effort to raise the debt ceiling in the Senate. That's where the bill goes now, to the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And he has, while he hasn't said officially yet, he has mentioned that he may try to filibuster again like he did this past fall. And he has gotten a ton of comments on Twitter from people who are not happy about that, and many of them have, instead of their regular names, like on Twitter, you're Jennifer Horn,
mm-hmm.
and Doug Steffen has his name there, but it says Good Day Show for all of us and for everything on the show. But a lot of the names on here are conservative guy, the right is right, that kind of thing, and they're not happy that he's talking about doing this. They say that a lot of the comments that I can read on the air, because some of these are
a little dirty.
Some of these people who don't use their real names are hiding behind that and will use bad language.
Mm-hmm.
But Jay says, how can you intend to object to paying bills for Congress that they've already authorized?
Right.
And I think that's one of the things people get confused about, this because the debt ceiling, they're trying to pay for stuff that they've already authorized, and you can have a problem with that.
Well, I think
spending is crazy.
Yeah, the spending is crazy. And I think that's what the meat of this issue is that if they do raise the debt ceiling limit, it typically you would expect the Republican leadership at the House to say, well, we want to do some cuts here, you know, in X, Y,
right.
and Z. And they didn't ask the president for any concessions at all. Not that they would have probably gotten them, because President Obama has been very, he wants to do it his way. So, I mean, it would have been another shutdown of the government, most likely. But at the same time, just even putting it out there that, hey, we would like to get X, Y, and Z. We would like these concessions. Maybe you don't have to take it all the way to a government shutdown like they did in the fall, but at least you're putting it out there that, hey, this is what we should be doing. We should be cutting this spending down. And as far as Ted Cruz goes, you know, I go back and forth with him. I think it's, if I have to be consistent here and say I want someone to stand up for what is right, maybe not strategically right, but what is right, then Ted Cruz is doing that. Ted Cruz doesn't think that this is right, so he's standing up for it. Does he have a shot in you know where to make a difference in the Senate? No. Harry Reid and the Democrats are going to pass through whatever they want. He's not going to gain that support. But by him standing up there, at least he's saying, hey, I don't like this. Hey, over here, guys, I don't like it. Does it do any good for him? People don't like the fact that he's doing that because he's calling attention instead of going with the Republican strategy of just shutting up and trying to win elections in the fall. But at least he's standing out. I mean, I'll give him that much. At least he speaks out for what he believes in.
Yeah, as opposed to you were mentioning the leadership in the House, John Boehner, he was one of the 28 who voted for.
Yeah, shut up and
bill.
Just let's see what happens in the fall, and hopefully we'll win.
Right.
I mean, the big goal here for the Republicans, I mean, I think if the election were, who knows what will happen, but if it took place today, I think the Republicans would keep the House, but they want to pick up the Senate so that they can actually get some things done. And so everybody's just, you know, keep it quiet, try to pick up some Senate seats in the fall. But it's just too bad that we have to watch things play out like that. And again, more spending. Even if it's already stuff we've committed to, we need to make some concessions and try to cut down on some of this stuff. I mean, just so much waste, fraud, and corruption. A place, speaking of waste, fraud, and corruption, is in New Orleans. And remember the former mayor, Ray Nagin? He got into some big trouble after Hurricane Katrina. He was been in court all week. Deliberations in the federal corruption case against him yesterday were delayed for a day because of a juror's unspecified problem. They're scheduled to resume today at 9 a.m. The 12-member jury is tasked, Kenny, with deciding whether Ray Nagin is guilty of the crimes alleged in a complex 21-count indictment. Prosecutors say that Ray Nagin took bribes worth more than $500,000 in a string of criminal acts that began before Hurricane Katrina struck in 2005 and then continued during the recovery from the storm. So all eyes will be on New Orleans and Ray Nagin today. And then some sad news. Tom Brokaw, came out yesterday and made an announcement that he is battling cancer. The story over at DougStephan.com if you want to check it out. He said, quote, "I remain the luckiest guy I know." He has been diagnosed with multiple myeloma. Is that right, Ken? Do you know anything about that?
I don't know how to say it. I know it's something with your bone marrow, but I don't know.
I think it's myeloma. It's a type of cancer, yeah, that affects the bone marrow blood cells. And he was diagnosed and has been treated at the Mayo Clinic. Started back in August of last year. NBC News reported his doctors are hopeful about the outcome of his treatment and encouraged by the progress he's making, but this is a really serious form of cancer. His statement is this. I guess probably the best thing to do is just read it to you. He said, quote, "With the exceptional support of my family, medical team, and friends, I'm very optimistic about the future and look forward to continuing my life, my work, and adventures still to come. I remain the luckiest guy I know. I am very grateful for the internet in my condition. I'm very grateful for the interest, that too, and the internet in my condition, but I also hope everyone understands I wish to keep this a private matter." He's worked, gosh, for NBC, I think, since 1966, and he's continued to work for them during the treatment that he's been receiving. He did a two-hour documentary on JFK, and he's also been doing some coverage of the Sochi Olympics for the NBC Sports Network. So good thoughts go out to Tom Brokaw. Again, one of those, when you think of news, you really kind of see his face, I think, when you think about the news and delivery. I mean, he's one of those iconic newsmen. So good thoughts to him. And, of course, the full story, you can find it over at DougStephan.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle experts. Lots of couples will be looking to book weekend getaways for Valentine's Day. However, don't lose out on the chance to offset costs with travel rewards points because your card restricts you to airfare. Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert.
Many travel rewards credit cards restrict how you can use points or exclude popular dates you want to travel, like Valentine's Day. Use your travel points and celebrate Valentine's Day with a loved one. The Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card gives you the freedom to use points on a variety of travel purchases. With this card, points don't expire. There's no limit to the points you can earn, and there's no annual fee. Points add up quickly with 1.5% on all purchases. Plus, receive an annual 10% customer points bonus on total purchases when you have a qualifying Bank of America account. The Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards card can help make your romantic getaway even more rewarding.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, "OnStar, is there an emergency?" As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu, connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
And this portion of the Good Day Show is brought to you by Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of. Boy, can you amaze me every day what you're capable of, by the way.
Oh,
it is the Good Day Show.
You're amazing yourself.
Well, thanks. Let's pat each other on the back. 47 minutes past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Show. Dougie out sick today, and Jen and Ken holding things down. Now, one thing that you may not know is that all of us Good Dayers are in different parts of the country. Ken Kessler, our trusty producer extraordinaire, happens to be in San Diego, in at least the region of San Diego. I know you're not in the city in San Diego proper. But
right.
I'm sure you've been following the story, as much of America has. Remember old Mayor Bob Filner from San Diego? He's the one that had the bewitching look in his eye, and he'd go after all these lovely ladies. I think one he tried to attack at a Marie Callender's, because it's just pure class there. Well, not a big surprise. He's no longer the mayor of San Diego, and now you have a brand new one, Kenny. It appears that Kevin Faulkner will be San Diego's next mayor. He's replacing Bob Filner, who quit way back in August amid a scandal. With all the precincts reporting, Falconer's opponent David Alvarez wrote in a concession tweet early this morning, quote, "I want to congratulate Kevin Faulkner. It's clear that he will be the next mayor of San Diego. I look forward to working with him." Now, this guy is a Republican. He's 47 years old. Young guy, former public relations executive. He led Democratic Councilman Alvarez by 54.5% to 45.5%. So he won handily. He posted a message on Twitter and said, "I just spoke with at Alvarez San Diego. Thank you for a respectful campaign as mayor. I look forward to working with you to move our city forward. Alvarez, the loser, sought to become the city's first Latino mayor and keep Democrats in an office that Filner won in 2012 after a 20-year absence for the party. So the San Diego's typically been run by the Republicans, and Filner was the first Democrat. He didn't do so well. He didn't represent the party as well, I'm sure, as they would have liked. But you have someone new in the office now, Ken. Does that make you feel good? Make you feel fresh? You have a whole new start and an outlook to the day?
To be honest, it has been this whole thing has been just such a mess because of Filner. And then it was a circus. You remember when it was like the governor's race with all of the people coming out of the woodwork to run, and they had to have runoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
so that's
just,
why it took so long, because he stepped down in August.
Right, and then they had to get people to register who wanted to run, and I think there were 30-some who had finally registered, so then they had to have a runoff. And the ads for both of these guys have been almost identical, each one accusing the other of some of the same things. So it's
isn't
just everybody's just glad it is. I saw one over the weekend in one commercial break. They had a commercial for each of them who were saying that the other was being financed by union thugs. Or put in your bad noun there. But each accused the other of doing it, and it was true. They both had union money that were backing them. So it's the same.
It is funny how
we're just all glad it's over.
It seems to be that in politics, it's always like the same candidate running. You know, it's like you want guy A or guy B, because they're both about the same. All right, more to come from San Diego. It is 51 past on Good Day.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler in for Dougie, who's out sick today. Oh, it is Tech Talk time, and Valentine's Day, Ken, is just around the corner. I hope you're taking care of your lovely wife, Lisa. Shelley has a great story about a flower delivery company that's going to deliver in under 90 minutes. The story is up next.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about GEICO's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how GEICO's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the GEICO app.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Have you ever wanted to send flowers to someone just because? A new company in Northern California called Bloom That offers handwritten notes and flower delivery by bicycle in less than 90 minutes. Think of it like Uber for flowers. Bloom That recently raised $2 million in seed funding as it aims to expand beyond San Francisco. Bloom That's co-founder Matthew Schwab said that he thought the process for sending flowers was too complicated, expensive, and inconsistent. Schwab thought that the process was so bad, in fact, that people would only send flowers on special occasions or when they messed up and needed to say they were sorry. Schwab and the team at Bloom That aim to create an experience that's so simple and enjoyable that you'd be compelled to send flowers more often. Bloom That's freshly cut bouquets, primarily featuring a garden aesthetic, typically cost between $35 and $60 without an additional delivery charge. While only available in California for now, Bloom That is headed to more areas in the coming months. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
You thought Boost Mobile had low prices before, but now they're dropping lower than ever for anyone switching to a Boost 4G LTE device by March 31st.
Are the prices this low?
Nah, lower. $35 a month low.
How about this?
Now, try it. $35 a month for 6 months low.
Wow, that's low.
You're right, it's low. That's how Boost Mobile does it. They go $35 a month for 6 months low, all with unlimited talk, text, and data.
Oh, baby, for only $35 a month? I'm down with that.
Available at Boost Mobile, Best Buy, and Radio Shack. Boost Mobile. Be heard.
No, I guess. Boost Mobile. Be heard.
Offer available 2614 to 331-14 at BoostMobile.com and select retailers only. Limited to new accounts and purchase of 4G LTE device. Rates increase after introductory rate. Coverage not available everywhere. Includes 2.5 gigabytes per month for high-speed data. See BoostMobile.com/35plan or participating dealer for details.
It's 56 minutes past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. Don't forget to check out our website. It is gooddayshow.com or dougsteffen.com. Kenny, what's going on? What's the hot story today?
Well, we've got a great technology story, and if you have an iPhone, you're going to want to check this out, especially if you ever use Siri.
She never understands me, Ken.
Well, you're very complicated.
I am. I try. She just, what? What did you say? Okay, go ahead. Siri.
But the folks at Apple store every question, every comment, everything that you say to Siri.
No.
So just like the NSA, everything you do, they have, and they hold on to that information for 2 years.
That is creepy, because I always play with Siri and go, Siri, where's the closest strip club? And she tells you, you know, I never use Siri seriously.
And now Apple knows that, and they keep that information.
I was just kidding, Apple. Wow, so be careful what you're telling to Siri, even. Wow. Oh, all right, everybody's watching. Your phone has eyes. Your webcam has eyes. Everything's looking at you. Oh, I'm hiding. It's 58 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Get ready for spring with your free gift of Lancôme's top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your favorites in skincare and makeup along with a cosmetics bag. All valued at $112 with any $35 minimum Lancôme purchase. Spend $70 or more and receive additional top sellers in eyeshadow shades, Bifacial Makeup Remover, and your choice of eye cream. Qualify with Genifique Youth Activating Serum, your first step day and night for radiant skin. Visit your Lancôme counter today for your free spring gift. Only at Macy's.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.